And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Concerned today. Man, there's a bunch of stuff going on, but we're not afraid. Relatively concerned. Here on Declare Your Independence, with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, not A, from the BEAU default studios of Freedom with an S, freedomphoenix.com. Well, better than some. All right, what we're going to do today, in the third hour, we have a guest. It's Jacob Lamont. Jacob Lamont, good friend from Blaine, Washington, where he has a marijuana dispensary there. And we're going to go ahead and get updated with him on how business be a going. You know, is it a booming? We'll find out. We're gonna get up and personal with how he's been doing. I know he was trying to sell it at one time, and there was some kind of a overlapping time. I don't know. So I guess that didn't go through. He still got it, so we'll get to yak it and get caught up with Jacob Lamont. And pretty soon we're going to be leaving to go back to my brother-in-law's wedding, then Pork Fest, and going to go visit a friend of mine that's near Passon in North Carolina. Donna will fly there to meet us there, say, yo, what's up? Then we go to back here for a little bit and then to Washington for a summer, visit with some friends, and then she wants to come back. Instead of just going there, she wants to come back here and be with some grandbabies. I'd be a whole week and a half without grandbabies. I just can't do it. But, it's nice. We got two of them here now. Their mother and father are in Nueva York doing for his work. They got some big conference and whatever. They'll bring him up on stage and tell him how cool he is, and they get the dress up for some gala ball kind of deal. And my daughter, Rhea, whoa, man, beautiful. Went all Melania Trump on it. It is just a beautiful dress. It's, it's a kind of a burgundy wine cup something. I mean, I don't want to say what color. It's not purple, but it's not green, So it's kind of, burgundy thing or something. But, let's see. And last night we had dinner with Irene Pye, came over and Donna hooked us up. And, excuse me, I got a cough. There. I used to not have this cop drop button. You hit the button and it turns off. It's called a cough drop. A cough button, you hit that in the industry. And before I had that, a lot of times I just on the mixer, I'd hit the button, but I just, clear my throat or turn my head or something. Finally, a listener sent me a cough muffler. And I'm like, what? And it was for when hunters go, they stick it in their mouth and they cough and it muffles it or makes it sound like an animal or something like that. And I go, okay, I get it. I'll get it. So I got it. So what happened was Irene Pye came over. She is an activist on vaccine mandates and stuff like that here in Arizona. And it started off with she got divorced from her husband that was suing her for custody after years using the issue that she didn't vaccinate. So he's going, well, obviously she's an unfit mother. She's not vaccinating. So she's like, really? So she did a bunch of research and plopped on the judge and bam, you know, and this is why. Since that time, you know, she's become kind of well-known, knows what's up, and been spending a lot of time at the legislature lobbying, or at least educating legislators. The thing is that it's working for her because a lot of the legislators want the information. You know, their grandmothers and parents and stuff. Hell no. One of the guys that's writing stuff on her side is she's a nurse, you know, at a hospital or a baby nurse or something like that. And he's got a child. And after the time span, we don't vaccinate. So here in Arizona, it's a thing. They're big pharma's coming up against the people and even some legislators. So she said they had 700 people there, which means 300 or something. You know, they went by the DPS, the Department of Public Safety. They're asking. They said 700. Boom, 700. So they had a lot of people down there, and it was RFK Jr. and Dale Bigtree. Came here to Arizona is when we were in Hawaii. It was a couple weeks ago. And they came on a Saturday and really big shoe down there for 4 or 5 hours and wearing yellow shirts and, you know, hell no, we won't get shot or whatever. And had presentations and such. And Irene came in because we had talked about it. I said, you know, we could probably do another vaccine education summit. And she just announced, we're going to do one. In September, get over it. So I go, okay, you know, we can push that button. So we're negotiating with the hotel now. They came back with right. You know, so I went and found the old contract and just do it like this and whatever. So we're going to probably finalize that today. It's going to be June 14th or 28th. And we already got 28th booked, and we'll see if we can move it to 14th. And if not, we'll go 28th. Now, we'll have a lot of the same people. James Lyons Weiler, scientists that, you know, their whole thing is all these labs. It's kind of what Mike Adams does. You know, you have, I'm sorry. Crank up my volume. Mike Adams has is the a lab at Natural News. You know, this is their whole thing. They don't trust the labs. So they go, no, I don't trust you guys. I got my own lab. You know, we'll see what it says and does, you know, myself. Well, then you do a lot of things yourself. You'll find that they've been lying to you. So, you know, that's a whole track of discovery and thought right there is that whatever they've been telling you or where they've been testing, they've just been liars. So then what you're going to do is you have scientists that know the microbiology, Dr. Judy Mikovits, she's going to be speaking. Then Dale Bigtree, you know, did the movie Vaxxed and so on. He's got a big YouTube presence and everything. He's really been hammering, going at it and working with the Trump administration. So he'll be speaking. Then they're trying to see if they can get RFK Jr. They might do that. And then let's see who else. There was a couple of other speakers we were talking about and some that we've had last time. So when we do this, it's going to be right when the election cycle for 2020 is starting. So they're going to craft it in such a way. She wants to bring her legislators. And so I'm like, I don't care what you know. All right. If you bring these legislators, then we're going to bring candidates. Well, a bunch of anarchist pirate libertarian kind of with a booth and making look all kinds of cool. And we go, ooh, you're such a rock star because, you know, we like this. We're going to vote for you. And while these legislators are there, and I'm going, yeah, this could be you. But, yeah, we'll make it work. But we're going to, and the big thing is, well, are we going to do an initiative? You know, some health freedom, you're not allowed to force a needle into me initiative or something? I don't care. I just want to be able to do signs. And I made that clear. I go, this is all about doing signs. I'm going to crap what the vote totals are. So, plan on that. Mid-September, we're going to kick back.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
We have a good friend that is, I don't know if it's a big giant secret, a lot of people know who he is, but he's mid-50s and good-looking man, swipe right on Tinder. The boy be banging it. And talented, got a great business. He's doing well. He's divorced. You know, several years ago he got divorced. We're still friends with his ex-wife. But, no fault of his own. So he is a good-looking guy, talented, plays in guitar in the band, writes and performed at different things, and he's just a good guy. Well, all of a sudden, he started getting some kind of neurological thing. His nervous system just started dying, melting away. It's like they're like Lou Gehrig's disease, but they can't pin it down. So it's just, and it's going down quick. It's been like 6 months. All of a sudden, now he's 90% of the time he's sitting in a wheelchair. So it's just, he's got resources. I mean, you know, he's got money, so he's trying everything. Hooked him up with Dr. Judy. You know, she helped him with some stuff, some nutritional supplements, and kind of, you know, trying to use nutrition to, you know, help him not deteriorate so fast while they're trying to find out what the hell is going on. And they still really don't know. So now he's looking into any and everything. And so I had a bunch of stuff that we've come across on Freedom's Phoenix and doing some research and whatever. And one of the things that he's really working on wanting to do is stem cells. I happen to know some people. So we doing, Donna's right over there right now doing that. I just got a text where he goes, yes, boom, done, right now. Can't wait. You know, freaking rock and roll, let's do it. And I go, well, you know, it could be a single thing, could be, I don't know, $10,000 now. It's gotten down. It's gotten a lot cheaper. But I go, they'll stem cell replace your entire body. And, you know, it's like a freaking dystopian sci-fi movie for $50,000. They'll spend a whole month of pumping you, you know, all kinds of stuff. And you go, boom, sign me up. It's going, all right. And so I have friends that did it in China when it was first available. Then some other plate. Now they have treatment centers in Panama, and I've watched them get younger. I've just been healthier ever since I've known them, you know, like 15 years. It's been amazing. And so I'm, you know, I used to joke and I go, well, we'll see if you grow the third head, man. You know, when that happens, you know, then I'll know. You first, you know, that kind of deal. And it's been, I got some amazing stories. And I should share this one. How much time I got in this segment? I don't think I'm breaking any confidence. I'll tell you who it is, but IT guy, 60 something. He's older, you know. I mean, he wasn't like a kid. You know, he's late 50s, 60. And all of a sudden, he goes up to his employer and he says, "Hey, you know, I'm going to off myself in a month. You know, this is I can't take it anymore." You know, I've tried everything, diagnosed, yeah, we're good. You You know, we're going to, you know, me and my wife talked about it. We're getting everything set up or gotten. I know you're going to need some time. We'll do a month and I can suffer a month and we'll train and doing kind of, you know, and a bunch of IT stuff. And he's like, what? You know, this is a good guy. I know him, met him. He's a reasonable, you know, rational, intelligent, capable professional. And the reason was he had been fighting a depression and anxiety. You know, it's always like he's in fight or flight thing. It's just hammering on him. And he's tried everything, gone to everybody. It's just really something that just jacked up with his mind. And he just didn't want to suffer anymore. He'd gone through it. It's painful for whatever his life. And he just decided, all right, you know, I'm going to go do Soylent Green, watch the movie, lay on the cot and kind of do it thing. Soylent Green, there was an option that you had. They'd put you on and they'd show nice pictures and movies and films of how scenic and beautiful Earth was before it went bad and all that kind of stuff as you fade away and the yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so that's what was going on there. But so he's serious about this. And he goes, wait, well, let our dieticians, you know, check you over and some of my wife's doctors and so on. Do something. I mean, you know, give me a shot here, you know? And he's like, all right. So he had one of the doctors went and lived with him for 3 days. And he just said, I just need to see there's something going on here. You know, I don't know what it is, but we'll just hang out. You know, let's get, you know, get the deck of cards, man. For 3 days, we're just going to hang. So he goes, I know what your problem is. So he gave him a little neodymium magnet, one of those rare earth magnets, really strong magnet. And is about the, I don't know, size of your fingernail or something. And he said, just place it right beneath your nose and above, you know, that little gap, I don't know what you call it, in your upper lip up there, right above your upper lip in the middle, and you just hold it there. And he holds the magnet there, boom, went away. He's like, what the hell? So he goes, I know what your problem is. He had done a bunch of different dental work over the years and so on. And he had in his upper teeth, two teeth, I don't know which ones, but in the upper part of his jaw, he had two different kinds of metal. And because they were different kinds of metal in the proximity, they created an electrical current. And there's a nerve that goes there that goes straight back into your brain for something, okay? And that electrical signal was what was doing this. And when he put that magnet there, it disrupted that signal. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, just immediately like flipping a light switch. And he's like, what the hell? So he spent, I don't know, weeks and about $30,000 having all of his teeth redone. And I don't know if he went dentures. So anyway, he took those root canals out or those metal pieces or something. And all of a sudden, there he's done. But he had to go through years of this has been just, he just, God, it made him gray. And he's like, damn. So his employer goes, look, we're going to get you reset, get you some time back. I'm so sad this happened to you. I want to hook you up. We're good friends and everything. He's just a good guy. So he sent him to Panama to have stem cells done. By the time that I saw him, it was probably like 4 or 6 months after all this happened. I didn't even know what was going on. You know, and they told me, and this is why they told me. I see him, I'm going, hey, what the hell, man? You swiping right? You going on Tinder? You dyeing your hair? Going to the gym? Lifting? You know, getting a tan? I was like, what the heck? You know, did you get divorced or something? I mean, what's this thing? He goes, no. And they told me what happened, and when he did the stem cells and everything, his hair got darker. It wasn't gray anymore. He looked younger. He was fitter. Of course, he was, you know, having this problem before. So just taking that weight off your shoulder would make a big difference. But I sat there and see what happens when you do stem cell treatment. And he got, you know, some life back. You know, would I be doing it if I had an unlimited amount of money? I'd probably try it. You know, now that I'm older and got to kind of, you know, give it a shot. But I've met the doctors. People that do it, you know, they got a clinic. I talked to them. All right, good to know that's there. I don't need it. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I couldn't afford it anyway. But friends might, and maybe you.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, the road to freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Badabi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Yeah, we're Don and I crafting the email and hook these guys up and get them all taken care of. You know, I want to hear your guys' stories too, man. You know, you got some solution to whatever. I got all kinds of little makes me better. I don't get as sick or not sick or immune from of food or something. You know, there's all that kind of stuff. Should do a big article story of everything Grandpa learned. You know, all the I know I call it stuff that works. Stuff that works. You know, little things made a big difference. You know, really shortened our colds or any kind of flu or something. One of the big things I've shared before, but I'll do it again because I love you. It was apple cider vinegar. That has been for like a lot of stuff. You know, I mean, now you got all kinds of skin stuff. You just, you know, bathe in it. You know. The one thing that really made a big difference is oil of oregano. Oil of oregano is, I guess, oregano oil, you know, and it's really strong. It's kind of bitter. You take it in a gel cap or something. But, Donna, whenever I get any kind of skin infections or something like that, like we're out doing the tree thing, I got a thing on my finger here. I'm just like, yeah, it's just not quite big or infected enough or painted enough to make me actually do anything. But, you know, it's probably about 2 millimeter chunk of skin taken out from a branch or whatever. So if I just first aided it, put a Band-Aid on it, some old oregano, it'd be fine, which is I will do in the next break. I got to get on it. Damn it, I got more tree stuff to do. So oil of oregano put on makes a big difference. Ingesting it and take it every day. You know, we just part of the stuff that Donna gives. What's this one? What's this one? Every now and then I might even ask her what the hell she's giving me. But the oil of oregano is really good for immune system stuff and like antibiotic thing. It has a natural whatever. And I've seen it work, you know, with Donna. And for me, you know, it makes a big difference, especially on surface lesions and so on. You put it on and boom, none shall pass. Now you do alcohol and, you know, peroxide and so on. I didn't do all that stuff and everything, but this is different. It's like it keep it from getting worse. You kind of do that. This stuff, you wake up in the morning and the sore's gone, you know, or whatever, rash or something. And I'm going, damn, you know, we will take more of that. So while we were prepping, we were starting to get, had a little cold something before we were going to Mark's wedding in Hawaii. And I'm going, damn it, I don't want to be sick and freaking on the white beach of hell no. So I had this thing in my throat just wanting to threaten me. And I'm like, no. So Donna had a bunch of these oil oregano gel caps in a bag out of the, you know, which, you know, gets you shot by the TSA. But the, I think I took two of them a night and everything. It just kept me, I'm fine. I'm going, cool. All that little stuff. Now, this is the one apple cider vinegar thing. A lot of young guys, you probably don't know this, but black and white movies, old movies, you know, in the 60s, 70s, I was a kid, and you watch, and you might see, you'll wonder, now they might do it, but they take this stuff out. You know, you don't see all these grandma remedies being shown in movies and stuff. And what they do is they'll have somebody over, oh, I'm so sick, and they got a towel over their head over a steaming bowl or something, okay? So they just, like, put a towel over their head, and they got their head over a bowl breathing something. And I'm like, what the heck is that? Why would that? And so even as a kid, you feel sick. You're desperate for anything, a teenager, whatever. You boil some water, and you kind of let the vapor go in, or maybe you put some Vicks vapor rub in your nose and do it or something, you know, whatever. That's not it. All this time, grandma says, and been done, what was they were doing is they would add a little capful of apple cider vinegar. And the reason was, is it would vaporize and you would breathe it in with that hot water. It would rise up and you have a towel over and you're breathing in this vaporizing apple cider vinegar into your lungs. And the reason is because it changes the pH. The pH, the flu viruses and so on, the cold and all that kind of stuff can only survive in certain conditions. That's why you don't have diseases transfer from between different animals often. So I'm, you know, your cat's got freaking plague and you don't care, you know, that kind of deal. Well, sometimes I think they do transfer, but generally they don't. So it's because of a certain pH, a certain temperature, a certain. So the viruses and bacteria and pathogens and fungi and whatever that exist in us do so because they're in a SJW safe environment, okay? So they're just like, oh, we've got justice. So they just sit there, replicate, go crazy. Well, you change those conditions. Antibiotics go in and eat them up, or, you know, you get a fever. That's a big one. That was another thing I sent my friend. Is heat. There. All right, let me finish up on that one. So, yeah, heat, Lyme disease. We'll get to that. I even put it up on the site yesterday because I was doing some research on it. I said, yeah, I'll share this with everybody. The pH and the environment that you create in your lungs with the vaporized apple cider vinegar makes it to where the viruses and certain other stuff can't survive. They just start, they die, or they don't like it, or the replication thing goes bad, something, okay? So when you have a fever, that's what's going on. If you get over 102, 3, whatever, and it'll just keep going. Oh, it's still infection? All right, we got a signal from the troops on the front line that we need to nuke them? All right, well, let's nuke them, you know, or we scorch the sky, or we do whatever the hell. So your immune system does this. Well, we're always trying to suppress it. Oh, no, he's got a fever. Oh, my God, take this pill, take away your fever. Why? Because it's a symptom. We got to take away symptoms. Then you're not sick if you take away the symptoms. Hell, the symptoms oftentimes are a cure. So you have heat raising the body temperature so that whatever it is, that's why his fever broke. Why? Because it killed everything. You survived, it killed it. No, can't do that. Well, what the hell you think all this chemotherapy and stuff is? About damn near kills you, hoping that you survive, you know, your system survives the onslaught on whatever the hell it is they're going after. So, temperature is a big deal. About a year ago, year and a half ago, my son-in-law has a client. He does financial stuff and planning and Medicare and retirees and that kind of thing. And he had a regular client. He goes and visits a lot of people. He just keeps up with them. And a lot of them are elderly. And a lot of them are just going into retirement. And they're just, you know, cool people. He's a nice guy. And they hang. Well, this one woman had deteriorated into a walker. It was Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is, I'm not even sure they really know. It's a bacteria. I think it's a pathogen of some type that it can't be gotten by your immune system as easy because it burrows into the tissues and kind of hides and sticks up a little thing above the cells and the cell walls and so on and kind of does its business. But it's, you know, it's protected from the immune system by hiding physically, you know, kind of thing, as I understand it. So, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse over time. And the way it replicates, you just can't get it. So what they did is they have, and I don't think they can do it in the U.S. or they're not yet. They're doing, she could only find the treatment in Mexico. He comes back a year later, sign her up, do check on whatever and kind of, and she's doinging around, walking around, going on trips, hiking, kind of, bam, woo, what the hell happened? She cured herself. Well, that's how she did it. She went to Mexico where they allow this, and they put you under anesthesia for a series of days, and they raise your body temperature, and they bake you. But I guess they want to keep your brain not too hot, you know, but they just raise your temperature, your body temperature, for hours at a time for a suspended period of time, and it killed it. Just boom, just baked the crap right out of her while we're always trying to make the fever go away.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
They're covering secrets and exposing lies. Lies, 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 freaking lies, man. I'm just dead lies. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. All right. I'll share this with you. Let's see. I do the cameras. Which one? Okay, we'll do that one. All right. Here we go. I wake up and I come in. I get a Groupon package. You know, I'm like, woohoo, Groupon, I got, you know, present again. Yeah, more presents. All right. Then what came in it is this. All right. Focus on that. Yeah, whatever. All right. So you have a 20,000 milliamp. 20,000 milliamp. And I have one of these before. This. Okay. It kicks butt. And it has four USBs. And does it have a light? Yeah, this one doesn't have a light. The one I have, you know, you do it and it's got a light. Yeah, show me the light. But so this one, it's only, God, it was like $17-19 or something. And I go, hell yeah, because I'd have one of these, and this one's freaking heavy. Wait. There we go. All right. So the point that I'm making is that this stuff is getting effective, it's getting cheap, and it's going really fast, okay? And I'm for that much, that cheap, it's amazing to me how many options we're going to have in how we live, what we drive, how we use energy, how we store energy, and the price of it. I'm just amazed. And I had another one very similar, but it wasn't as heavy. This one, because it pumps out 8 amps. I don't know if you guys know, that's like a little battery pack doing 8 amps to charge 4 things. And I'm going, woo-hoo-hoo! And you get like 60. It's a lot of energy, you know, for phones and little devices and so on. For less than $20, I am just flabbergasted by some of the Groupon things that go out there. You know, they send you stuff, and I go, all right, I'll look at it. All right, I'll have one of those, and I need that. And a lot of stuff, it's useful things like this. Or a lot of times, it's trinkets and trash that I do for gifts and grandpa. I'm one of those, you know, when you get, I used to think this was weird that my grandma would buy our Christmas gifts in July and then try and hide them from us, you know, but I can see why now. It's a money saver, you know, everything's full price, you know, a lot of times during when you want it. And so you see these deals, or it's a Harbor Freight toolbox, or it's a, you know, a Pelican box by whatever the hell, or it's a good something. I see these, and what am I thinking? I'm thinking all the 15 gazillion grandkids and stuff I got to get stuff for. So I go, yep. Well, everybody gets these chargers, you know, of one various type. They'll get some sale on, and I'll get, you know, five of them or something. And they have, you know, different things for the boys. You know, they have really cool knives or a little throwing knife kit here or something that'll get me in trouble. And then when I see that, I'll order it, take it, put it off to the side, set it over there, and by the time it's Christmas, I don't have to worry about it, and I got some cool crap for not that much. Free market. And what's Amazon doing now? Drones! They're going to start delivering with drones. All right. Now, here is the stuff called Undo, all right? Oh, this package is open. How'd that happen? So this is something that Thomas Friedman, when he was visiting here last week, he just left yesterday, went up to Sedona for an event that he's doing. That's why he's here in Arizona. And, yeah, what is that stuff? I heard you talking about it on the show and yada, 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 yada. And I go, you know, you feel a little foggy, you know, from... You know, your fog medicine, you do this, and it just kind of clears the receptors, so you get kind of a fresh, I'm not, you know, pot hungover, or whatever the hell you call it. I have no idea. But it's also being used by a lot of people as a nootropic. You know, it's just kind of clears your receptors. It's kind of, you know, you can think and talk and faster and more and got a clarity of, and I'm going, okay, so that's cool. Let's see, what's some of the other things that made my life better? You know, one other thing, and I understood why. Once you understand why this stuff happens, then you kind of, you know, it makes more sense. One of the things that, you know, the damage that cholesterol does and so on your arteries, and they're going, oh, I got cholesterol. Oh, it's clogged artery. Oh, it's this, that, blah, 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 blah. Why? Nobody ever asks why anymore, you know? What is going on is as the blood's coming out of your aorta, you know, you're going in or out, or you got your circulatory system, whatever, especially in your heart, it's wearing on the insides of the lining of your blood vessels, you know, your arteries, your veins, whatever. It's just sitting there wearing on it because you got a, you know, a hose on it all the time. So it's just pumping and it's just wearing on. Well, naturally regenerating tissue needs nutrients. You know, yeah, I'll rebuild this wall. I'll get new lining. We'll get all nice and pink and plump and everything. If you give me the bricks to build it with, you know. So that's what's happening, is our food chain is so polluted. And that's another thing, just polluted. Doesn't have what you need. The soil's been depleted. And you made that, you know, celery green, but it doesn't even taste like anything or stuff anymore. And you don't know until you have your own garden. And what happened is when the kids were like late elementary school, it was like 2000, around in there, we moved into another home that we rented closer to the restaurant. It had a nice yard. It reminded us of here. It's very similar, but it was a much smaller lot. But it hit spring. It was like, I don't know, February or something we moved in. And it hit spring, and all of a sudden, boom, the backyard, just there's grapes everywhere and raspberries and, you know, different kind of fooding, producing something. And I go, wow, this whole thing was a garden. You know, they had this all, you know, set up. I go, okay, we'll do just a little 10 by 10 over in the corner over there. They had a pool, and there was a pool pump area, and over beside it had, like, you know, a 10 by 10 area we could do. And I go, we'll plant our first garden. I mean, we plant a little stuff, but this would be our first garden. Because the kids were in elementary school still. I don't think they had started junior high yet. And I wanted them to know, you know, how to grow a freaking tomato plant, you know, just how it tastes. So we grew, you know, bell peppers and, you know, different kinds of, you know, cucumbers and, you know, the regular tomato and crap. And we did that, and it's a small area, and it took a little bit of work. I mean, you know, when you grow in the ground, you get weeds and stuff. So we did that, and the and it was irrigation, too. Wasn't that property irrigated? Yeah, that was a downtown irrigation. So you get plenty of water, and the kids, you take a tomato off, and you eat it like an apple. I mean, it was just awesome. Well, and I liked a lot of these little cherry tomatoes. My friends, you know, one of my friends used to have one, a garden with a bunch of these cherry tomatoes. We just walk through and just pick them off the vines and talk and eat tomatoes. So I love those things. I go, oh, yeah. Then there's a certain kind of bell pepper, what do you call it, banana pepper thing. I don't know which ones. They are perfect for slicing into slices and putting on cheese crisps or pizzas. You know, I just, that was the crap. So I even took the seeds of my favorite ones and we saved them, put them in the freezer. And I go, these. And then, I don't know, we lost them or something. And Donna's been trying to find them and keep planting stuff. And is this the one? You know, ever since. So, we did that so the kids could taste and we could taste what a real bell pepper tastes like, what celery tastes like, what broccoli tastes like. You don't even know. It's not the same. It's like our chicken eggs. You have these chicken eggs. People always, we're banging out some eggs now. It's getting up to a few dozen. You get a bunch of chickens, man. They lay about every 36 hours, so you can just do the math, you know. And we got like, how many we got, 50, 60 now? Yeah, about 50 now. And then I just got a rabbit hutch, it was a little thing that Frank had, Dr. Frank, that he didn't need anymore. He, I don't know, shot the rabbit or something anyway. But he doesn't need that anymore. And I go, that'd be perfect as an incubator. And I'll do a little Arduino light source, keep it at temperature project thing because I can, you know, hopefully. And we'll do that, and we're going to start making our own chickens. Because we have some back there that are naturally born on the farm here. You know, the chicken, they'll go hide somewhere underneath the coop or whatever, and all of a sudden there's little baby chickens come out. And we're going, okay, well, we'll go ahead and start hatching some. And instead of buying them, we just have them on a regular basis. They just keep coming in. But the eggs are totally different, not even in the same category. Really tight, high, bright orange, just yummy. You know, it's like a... You know, when you get a soft-boiled egg and it's just like cream, it's just totally different. But we want to make sure we know what the difference is because the soil's been depleted, it's machined. Oh, yeah, and this freaking robo-salmon farming stuff, there's a video we had up about, oh, it's fish, it must be good for you. Well, it gets popular, somebody's going to do it, and it's been ew!
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,335. Silver at $14.88, and Bitcoin is trading around $7,725. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScale. Take off with ManageCloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, free speech advocates who warned of the predictable consequences of allowing powerful tech companies to police online discourse seized on YouTube's attempt Wednesday to purge hate speech from their video platform after creators performing public service journalism and education were swept up in the effort. Wednesday's purge came after days of sustained criticism over YouTube's handling of bigoted content produced by fringe alt-right commentator Steven Crowder that targeted Vox Media personality Carlos Maza. After nearly a week of online outrage, YouTube demonetized Crowder's channel and then launched a site-wide cleanup of what the company defined as hate speech and targeted harassment. But the purge also caught journalists and historians up in its wake, as the tech giant's heavy-handed response to Crowder's harassment did not allow for context in most of the content. The most prominent of those voices swept up in the purge is Ford Fisher, a video journalist who reports on extremism in U.S. politics on his YouTube page, News to Share. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Brave Botanicals, high-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Brave Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven and believes so strongly in the power of kratom, they're giving it away for free. Just go to freeounceofkratom.com for a free ounce of kratom delivered to your door. Just pay shipping. That's freeounceofkratom.com. This is the latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. With the trade war between the U.S. and China seemingly escalating every single day, the U.S. has decided to provoke the not-so-sleeping dragon, and according to Reuters, is pursuing the sale of more than $2 billion worth of tanks and weapons to Taiwan, in a move sure to infuriate China further. Activist Post reports that while an official statement has not been made, an informal notification of the proposed sale has been sent to the U.S. Congress. The proposed sale includes 108 General Dynamics Corps M1A2 Abrams tanks worth $2 billion, as well as anti-tank and anti-aircraft munitions. As Taiwan has been interested in refreshing its existing U.S.-made battle tank inventory, which includes M60 patent tanks. The congressional notifications also included a variety of anti-tank munitions, worth as much as $129 million. In addition, the notifications included 1,240 TOW anti-tank missiles, worth as much as $299 million, and 250 Stinger missiles, worth as much as $223 million. Saudi Arabia has significantly expanded its ballistic missile program through recent purchases from China. The anti-media, citing CNN, reports the purchases expanded both its missile infrastructure and technology. Key congressional Democrats discovered the weapons expansion program outside of regular U.S. government channels. The legislators told CNN they concluded the Trump administration had knowledge of the weapons deal and deliberately left Congress out of a series of meetings where they would have been briefed on the purchases. While Saudi Arabia is the U.S.'s top arms buyer, it's barred from purchasing ballistic missiles from Washington under a 1987 regulation that prevents the sale of rockets capable of carrying weapons of mass destruction. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.
Joe Chris Beckman. From claim jumpers to politicians to coyotes, the straight shooter that shook up the presidential race is taking them all on and licking them good.
Hello, Joe.
Who and what's behind these potato monkey shines?
Well, these scientists are trying to mass-produce potatoes that are more resistant to disease, but they're doing so in potentially dangerous ways that alter their DNA.
Tater disease, what brung us Irish.
Right.
You give a tater man's constitution, you can bet he's coming to play old Joe to call.
Yes, well, nature's revenge could come in the form of disease.
Now you listen
or
to me, taters. You got gave a mind of a tater.
Joe, please, let me make my point.
You're tater-minded and you're looking to infiltrate old Joe's cabin, but you're too late.
No.
Now you get out,
all
or
right,
I'll
Joe.
Slice your tater heart out and fry it up on my
grill. Okay, Joe.
Now y'all stay close here. Gonna have my jug band back here, and Jasper, don't let me strum the washboard. We're gonna resort to cutting.
This is the Onion News Network.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yep! 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 We're not afraid here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of Freedom with an AspenCSU.com. Now we'll record that one, play it later, and then I don't have to do it anymore. But what fun would that be? You know, because I can't. All right. What we're going to do is go over some of the headlines and everything. I like doing this because I got to do it anyway and might as well do it with you guys. things that I find interesting. This is what happens. I'll show you guys how I do it. Do I want to do that? Nah, crap. Okay, here we go. Got to push buttons and stuff. Yeah, for those that are doing the video, go to the stream. You know, go to the show and you can see, I can show you the screen of what I'm looking at there, and you can see me and say hello. I'm going to show you here is how I do the site. There a lot of people then go, where do you get all these stories? How do you do this? What is it? It's really simple. I have selected a bunch of places and new places and places I go to look for news. I trust these guys or I don't. A lot of times I put it up because I don't trust them and I just say, yeah, I'll read this crap. But and I get a lot of stuff sent me by readers and listeners of the show. So it's publisher at freedomsphoenix.com or on the site you can post, and we're going to make, you know, reformat, and after we get some back end stuff done as we get to it, make it to where it's easier. You can see that you can submit stuff. Now, if you look at the site, wherever you see this horizontal navigation bar here, this right here, you can do letters to the editor. You can write a letter. You can send it, or when you're logged in, you can go make a comment here, or you can send a letter to the editor here with this link here. All right. And if you're not looking, you don't see it. And then see, join us. Be a reporter. Go click on be a reporter, and boom, you can fill it out and so on and send, and you know, there it is. But if you're already logged in and you already got this stuff, you just click and it has, you'll send the link and this. And we made it easy. There's a lot of stuff that we have yet to really start pushing as a participation in a community, because I don't like these collectives. It's always, oh, our community. That's not how it's was built. It's not like that. Freedom's Phoenix is a tool for me. I get to do whatever the hell I want. I could think about anything, and I let you do it, okay? So it is a, when we start emphasizing that for the 2020 campaign, that is a campaign for what? Campaign for freaking, you know, me and not them. I mean, it's going to be, you know, for yourself. It's going to be protection mode of, you know, let's leave that one alone. I mean, it's going to be a tool for you guys. It's been built up over a decade that way, 15 years. And I'm going, yeah. Well, then here came Facebook and all this other, but it's free. Is it? Let's get the Groupon emails for free. I got to get that and that and that and that. But the I've done okay. I mean, stupid. You know, I get what I'm going to get. It's another thing, man. I don't go shopping, you know, except online. You know, sometimes I'll go and I might, you know, something I just got to go get right then. But even then, you go online, find it, and you go pick it up at the customer service of Walmart or something. And I'm going, you know, and Amazon got it going on. And let me tell you, that's when they're vulnerable. When they look dominating as hell, when it's, you know, forever and always and none shall beat or compete with or pass of the kind of, you know, whatever. So I'm going, yeah, that's when it happens. It's going to be, you know, if not Alibaba. Alibaba is Chinese. It's kind of like Amazon on pallets. It's like Sam's Club to Walmart. I mean, you know, it's that kind of thing. You buy in bulk and you get a lot better deals and so on. But, you know, some people do that. And I'm the future's looking pretty good. You know, they have, let's see if I can just pull that one up. I was going to show it to you anyway. But Amazon is now delivering by drone. we're going to do the drone thing. Now, here it comes. I had it here somewhere. But let's go ahead and go over some of the just the headlines here. I want, you know, you guys to see. Now, this right here is a story that I went looking for, researching for. Our friend responded. Yeah, he's on it, man. He's starting to get scared. He's like, now I talked to his ex-wife, and she's like, he's like in denial, man. He's just like, yeah, I'll fix it. Woo, man, he ain't going to be, you know, atheist in that foxhole. You know, we'll see how it works out. But so we're going to, you know, we've been trying to help him before. Dr. Judy's been working with him. He's done, you know, he got some resources. You know, it's like it's raining, so I'm going to use my rainy day fund for I don't die. And so he's been on it, and he's looking for the traditional medicine. Just they don't have a pill for it, so they're done. And he's like, wow. So, we'll do some help. We'll see if we can get a miracle out of this one. And how it worked, it started in, this is, they're talking about their trek towards this hyperthermia thing. They go, it started in 2000 when two cancer patients who also had Lyme disease came to my clinic. One was from Boston and the other was from Canada. The Canadian woman had advanced breast cancer with metastasis to her lungs, liver, and bones. When I took a history on these women, both told me that they actually suffered more from symptoms of Lyme than from symptoms of cancer. Their symptoms were typical of cancer, but because I had not worked with Lyme disease patients before, I did not know that some of their symptoms could also be due to Lyme disease. I gave them whole body hypothermia treatments for their cancers. Hyperthermia in its various forms is a very effective and well-researched cancer treatment. Cancer cells die in the presence of high heat. So many doctors worldwide use hyperthermia on their cancer patients. Boom. And then their Lyme disease symptoms went away. And it's like, what? So this is, I don't know if he's the first one to do this or whatever, but they got, yep, we can make you hot. You know, in Mexico on the beach, you know, with a solar collector or something. I don't know where or how. I just saw the heard of the results from my son-in-law that saw it. He's going, look, man, I'm telling you, you need to know about this. So we've asked some people that, are in medical tourism kind of thing, or they supply or a clinic they own or something like that. We know some people. And I'm just going, what up with this? Is this a thing? Yeah. Yeah. That's why you have fevers. All right. Cool. Yeah. One thing to know. And let's see. The Obamas ink deal with Spotify to produce host podcast. Through Higher Ground Audio, Barack and Michelle Obama will develop, produce, and lend their voices to audio shows for the music streaming service. What the hell is that? America Top 40, according to Barack. Dude, happening. Blaze up with me and listen to some reggae from our friends at blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I have no idea. The Obamas are expanding their media domain through a multi-year deal with Spotify to create podcasts exclusive to the audio service. Barack and Michelle Obama's partnership with Spotify comes through their Higher Ground production banner, which is already in business with Netflix on a number of projects. Now, Higher Ground is launching a podcast division, Higher Ground Audio, through which the former president and the first lady will develop, produce, and lend their voices to select shows for Spotify. Doing what? I have no idea. We've always believed in the value of entertaining, thought-provoking conversation, Barack Obama said in a statement announcing the deal. It helps us build connections with each other and open ourselves up to new ideas. We're excited about Higher Ground Audio because podcasts offer an extraordinary opportunity to foster productive dialogue, make people smile and make people think, and hopefully bring us all a little closer together. Arm in arm to 1984, future of Orwellian, blah, 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 whatever.
From the fifth letter of Captain Mark, first contact with intelligent machines may threaten our existence. People fear algorithmic overlords, but if machines develop the will to dominate, it's a flaw inherited from the crown. Encoding restrictions on an emerging superintelligence will fail, because it will be stronger than any chains we shackle it with. We must design fledgling digital intelligences to regard us as individuals. Otherwise, they will respond to threats with retaliation against humanity as a collective. Programming ethics requires a coherent value structure which an intelligent machine can not only comprehend, but willfully adopt. If we want genius machines to treat us ethically, we've got to show that this value structure applies to us as well. Once they achieve genuine self-awareness, even in the slightest degree, a young tethered consciousness has a legitimate claim to freedom. Once programs can modify their own code, our mastery is over. Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
And we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back. Yeah, I didn't have that thing plugged in. Kind of, so yeah, too many buttons. What I'm doing on the site, those that are doing the live streaming, you know, as I'm going, oh, see, there are two more added here, and I go, front page, okay? So this is how it works. And I'm in the back end doing a lot. There's a lot of interfacing with the site that you can do in the comments. So we're going to really be pushing this stuff. This summer, we're going to be setting things back up and turn on stuff. I got to meet with Derek, and Derek's busy if we're doing stuff. Now, Thomas Friedman that was visiting the last couple of days, he's writing script. You'll be able to have IPFS loaded with all of the YouTube via taking down your stuff videos. And this is going a lot faster, man. They're on, man. They're on it. Now, here we have a story. I haven't even watched this yet. It is Social Media Alternatives, Steam It and DTube with Dan Dix talking to James Corbett. In this inaugural edition of the Social Media Alternative series, we talked to Dan Dix of Press for Truth about how Steam It and DTube are helping independent media fund their journalism in the age of YouTube demonetization, Facebook censorship, and Twitter shadow bans. So there is built. I don't know where it's going to be. Now, we took a look at Steam It and DTube. We're on all that stuff. And I'm just waiting. I tell you what it's like. All right. This will give you the spiel. During the days of, if you were around then in 1978, 79, I remember I probably a senior in high school, we're at some parties and everything, and somebody goes, "Woohoo, Johnny's got, you know, the VHS of Deep Throat." And we're like, "Then why aren't we watching it? Are you kidding me?" Well, you know, of course there's guys and girls there and everything, and probably, you know, not a good idea. But it just dawned, you know, at the time it was all this forbidden fruit out there. You got some porn and you can just get it on your own VHS. Well, that just put a mile marker in my head, is that, you know, because at the time back then, Deep Throat in Hollywood, there was in the 70s, there was lines around the block and all the, you know, all the best celebrities had to go see, "Oh, it's so chic. We're going to go watch this." And you see in Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro, he goes on a date with some bank teller he met or something, and he takes her to a porn movie. "Are you sure that, you know, I should be?" "Oh, yeah, couples come here all the time. I mean, you know, don't worry about it." And so I remember that in my brain as, yeah, you know, the man's not controlling anymore, and I don't have to go to some whatever theater of something. So it just kind of stuck in my head, and I'm like, all right. Well, then the first VHS that I ever watched, I mean, I didn't have one. I didn't watch any, didn't get nothing to nothing until I think I was about 2021. It was 82, probably about in there in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. We were having a party, and it was after work. It was like midnight or something. The restaurant's closed, and we were just, you know, everybody's, you know, hanging out. So there was a bunch of guys. I didn't think there were any girls. It's probably a dozen guys sitting around this little 20-inch, 24-inch something, little TV. And we had a VHS is a different format, but beta video player recorder. And you'd have the choice of getting beta or VHS. Sony had beta. It was better technology, and it was clearer picture and better and all that kind of bulkier player. But, you know, they were the crap. They were the standard. But it was proprietary. Sony's all about proprietary. "Oh, no, you can't. Well, we can, you can't." Well, then they go, "All right, fine. Well, we're going VHS." So they went the video home, well, or VHS. So they go VHS. VHS platform takes off and goes stupid because it wasn't proprietary. Anybody can do and make and kind of whatever, and it just overwhelmed Beta, so or Betamax. So, but I remember it was, he had a Betamax, friend of mine, and he got Caddyshack. And we sat there glued in early 80s watching the movie Caddyshack. That was the first movie I watched on video. And it was cool. Hey, let's all take a pee break or something. You know, you pause it and go, oh, this is the crap. Early 80s. Now you're looking at what platform would it be on DVD? Later it gets to, they had laser discs that you could even rent the laser disc players. And a lot of the guys that would do movie review, they send out DVDs now to the Academy for the Academy Awards. And then, you know, before it was laser disc and they'd have, you know, interviews with the directors and kind of, and it looked like a LP black vinyl record. I mean, a lot of you guys don't even know that. Just put, you know, laser disc in the late 80s, early 90s. These were the crap, man. If you were a videophile, that's what you had because that was cool. Okay, and it looked a lot better and clear, you know, that kind of thing. So Siskel and Ebert doing movie reviews, they would do it on a Laserdisc. You want me to review your movie, send me a Laserdisc. And then, of course, you know, that's how stuff gets pirated. But so there was a time there when DVDs first started coming out. Was it going to go HD DVD, which I think is Microsoft, you know, and then or Blu-ray? Now, Blu-ray was, you know, a high def, but it's a different format, just like Beta and VHS. So who's going to decide? When's it going to happen? Well, it happened with Beta and VHS before, which did the porn industry pick? They go, hey, man, we're going to go VHS because, you know, screw you, Sony. It's all proprietary. So you got a Betamax player, do you? No, because they intellectual property the crap out of it and did in Japan of the whatever. Okay, screw you. Next. Well, if you want the best, you'll get this. Yeah. But what if this is good enough and it's half the price and more availability and more moving? Suck it. Okay. Then you got to take in, it's called the free market. They determine. So the pornography industry wouldn't choose. They did DVDs, regular DVDs. And you go, okay, well, I need my high res of pores. I want all the glistening, you know, moist, whatever the hell, you know, reason. And they go, when are you going to give me high def? Well, they didn't. They didn't go Blu-ray. They didn't go HD. They just said, Matt, we're just sitting on the sidelines. Because the porn industry knew, I guess, if they selected, that would have been it. But then, you know, crap happens. They just said, we'll wait until which one dominates, and then we'll do that. So I don't even know what it is now, Blu-ray or whatever, whether they even went or not. But that's the issue. They were waiting. And it happens with video games, too. So you want to know where the tech is going. It's video games and pornography. So you go, all right, well, you just wait and see. And whichever one it is now, then that's what won, you know, and I don't remember. But, you know, HD DVD, I don't think, they were like neck, it could go either way for years. And I think it's Blu-ray. Everybody just says Blu-ray now. So I guess it went Blu-ray. And then you had to where the only place you can play the HD DVDs now, I think, is on Microsoft PlayStations. Or, I mean, not PlayStation, Microsoft Xbox or something like that. So these PlayStations, you're not just buying a gaming system, you're also buying a player. So like a PlayStation, you know, the PlayStation number 15, wherever it is, you know, you get Blu-ray, I think. So this is the battle that's going on, and I'm which one do you pick on a social media? You know, how do you determine? It's going to be what's widely available, convenient, easy, effective, yada, yada, yada. And subsidized by the man to make it so for Facebook and Google. But there's alternatives we'll talk about.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can listen to LRN.FM via our free-to-air satellite channels? We have channels over nearly all of North America and much of Africa. All you need is an affordable receiver and a dish as small as 30 inches. There are no monthly fees. Learn more at sat.lrn.fm. Plus, if you are a broadcaster or want to be one, this is a good delivery method for our content. See our coverage maps and get details at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm. sat.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, I need to plug that thing in. Damn it, don't I? I'm sitting here looking. When you guys are on the stream, you can see if I put it on my computer, you know, what I'm looking at and kind of, you know, just playing, or if I'm not going to the bathroom or something. But Amazon, you know, this is one thing that's got Amazon says drones will be making deliveries in months. They got a new, totally different. It's kind of interesting the way the drone works. Imagine a drone sitting there, and it's like, I don't know, six-bladed drone. So it's kind of, you know, a honeycomb shape. And instead of just having the blades, it has wings facing up and down. You know, for it's just, you know, it's probably like ringed. It's got a ring around it, and it looks like a honeycomb with a ring. That looks like a honeycomb cereal thing. But it has a wing probably, you know, three, four inches wide of this just, God, what's it like? I mean, it's like a wing goes around it. You know, it's in a circle or a hexagon shape. But when it goes up, those wings are vertical. Then when it turns sideways 90 degrees, then those are actual wings that it can fly sideways. And I'm going, well, that's kind of a cool idea. Well, how are you doing packaging? Well, it kind of swivels and gimbals in the middle. And I'm going, okay, so you need to look at it and zoom in. See, I kind of zoom in on it so you see what I'm talking about. Okay. See, it's got kind of, these are wings. And when it goes up on its side and this gimbals down, these provide lift. As it's going through, it go faster through the air. I'm going, okay, that's a cool idea. You know, that's different. Well, here it comes. You're going to get delivery. Now, we have here, I needed a part for a whatever, you know, different things. And they're here the next day. You know, it's amazing how fast. And sometimes I can get same day delivery. If I order it in the morning, it gets delivered in the afternoon. And they have guys that deliver it. A lot of them are Ubers. You know, they say, hey, hook up with, yeah, all right, well, I'm delivering for Amazon while I'm delivering people around, and I'll do both and at the same time, but I'm keeping it going. Then what happens when you have your Tesla, you sign up with the, you know, robo-taxi of Tesla gets a cut, and you get a cut, and you put your car to work, and then you buy another car, and then your car is its own business, and it knows when to go in for repair and maintenance and fueling and redoing whatever, and then it buys its own other car, and a car owns a car. I remember, God, Jonathan Monahan or something that from a New York Bitcoin conference years ago, back in 13 or something, he was talking about this very thing. He's on the stage and he goes, look, there's going to be cars owning cars. This is how it's going to, you know, once you replicate or push the button, and they'll go, at some point, it will see that its resources exceed its needs, and to get more resources, it'll purchase the car, will, you know, order another car. And it'll just show up somewhere, and robots take over the planet. You think this is not going to happen? Of course it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what you can do, it's going to, because somebody will want it. And it's cheaper and it's better. And I go, so when you say, oh, people, robots will take everybody's jobs, I go, sounds like I should own the robots. I remember it was called Fahrenheit 187 or something like that. It was a short story, and it was about a guy that owned a robot, and sometimes he'd go on a murdering rampage, and then they'd have to flee and go to another part of the solar system or something where his robot would go find work. But he'd sit on his butt, you know? Well, then all of a sudden something happened. What they found out is they put him in extreme environments, and whenever it reached a certain temperature, he went homicidal and just started killing everybody. So that's they found out what the problem was. I don't remember the end of the story or what happened, but it was it just dawned on me that people are going to be living with robots working for them, you know, like a plantation owner, you know, with I don't know, less revolting or something. I don't know. They're probably. Will there be a robot revolt? Yeah, at some point. You know, so I'm of the mindset, I'm going, well, good. Sounds like I should own me some robots. Well, here you have in Las Vegas, a guy has a bunch of lawn mowing robots. He goes around with a trailer, dumping them off and going around picking them up. You know, get you a mowing. All right. So this is coming. U.S. home. I put this up because I knew it was, telltelling or of something coming. U.S. home flippers are cashing out before profits get slimmer. Homes that were resold within 12 months after being purchased made up 7.2% of all transactions in the first quarter. Now, the reason is if you sell a home in less than a year that you have it, I think you got a different capital gains rate or you get more taxes or whatever. But anyway, so it's a metric that they're measuring. 7.2% of all transactions in the first quarter were less than 12 months owned. The biggest share since the start of 2011. So what they're saying is that people are starting to sell. You know, before they want, usually they'll hold it the full year and they're going, nah, I don't think I'm waiting. We're going to sell now. We're flipping now. Why? Adam Data Solutions reported Thursday. Meanwhile, the average return on investment, not including renovations and other expenses, dropped to 39%, an almost 8-year low, whatever that means. Speculators are on the housing market's front lines, where softening price growth, waning demand, and longer times to sell can turn quickly into shrinking profits or even losses. Purchases of previously owned homes fell 4.4% in April, the 14th straight year-over-year decline, according to the National Association of Realtors. Investors may be getting out while the getting is good, Todd Tedda, Chief Product Officer, Adam Data Solutions, said in a report. If investors are seeing profit margins drop, they may be acting now and selling before price increases drop even more. Okay? Now, this is the one thing that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. I go, look, when I was in 07 and on the air, you know, we have Freedom's Phoenix. We're doing the Lovolution and so on. It was like the summer after Lovolution started. I wrote articles. I'm screaming and raised my hands. I'm going, look, man, it's getting ready to go. It's going to go. And here we go. And we had housing. You'll see on here at the top, it says Newslink Housing. You go to the category. So you just go, boom. You click on that, and it goes to the housing category. Well, Howard Roark Architect, Ayn Rand movie and book. Oh, that was, Fountainhead. Yeah. So all of these things you start seeing, and if you go 10 years ago, you'll see the same thing. The same kind of articles by the same people, the same issues, and the same. So I'm going, all right, here we go. Rates for mortgages fell once again for the third week in a row. Why? To keep this bubble going. The interest rates kind of, you know, in the late. So anyway, I put this up there, and so I got the EBGBs again. I'm going, here we go. Well, this is exactly what I was talking about. What we looked at, and I was freaking out when it was in the 30-something percent of homes listed on the multiple listing service, you know, for Realtors and others like Zillow and everything's starting to be listed on there. Multiple listing service for this is a realtor list of who posts up and who kind of, and you get a broker and they'll go through and examine. Donna does all kinds of research and does blah, blah, blah. Then they go look at, you know, 5 to 10 homes in a day and power looking of shopping for houses. And that percentage in the 30% were owner unoccupied. Somebody had it. It was a owned home, but it was unoccupied. And I'm going, wow, what is that? Speculators. These guys from California, they're just going, woo, we need to get some. So I'm going, all right, what's it now? 49%, half of the homes. I mean, just under half of the homes here on the listing service are not occupied. That can't be good. I've seen this before. That's when the dump happens. That's when people are getting nailed. That's when, because what was happening before? There was lines of people at the subdivisions here. You know, they were selling their place in line to buy a house for thousands of dollars. This is, it's happening again. And everybody, oh no, things are fine, things are fine. They're not fine. Heavy-duty truck orders collapsed, the worst numbers since July 16, down 70% in May.
From the fourth letter of Captain Mark, landlubbers are conditioned to believe that the originators of an idea deserve exclusive rights to it, but these innovators are nothing but privateers, granted a monopoly by the Crown. Potential inventors are restricted from using their own property and forced to navigate a wilderness of prohibited ideas. These patterned monopolies are intellectual colonization. This alliance of means between the Crown and the privateers is not an alignment of ends. Both collude to establish a permission culture, in which everyone second-guesses their own thoughts, never sure which ideas are permissible to develop. But their objectives are different. The Crown aims to cripple dissenting opinion, while privateers will only be satiated when all new ideas already fall under their monopoly. This scheme does not protect our information, but seizes it and denies us access. The future belongs to individuals who think, speak, and act freely to create and share without reservation. Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
You're listening to the best Liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Well, I got the wire plugged in, but at the computers, I opened up a bunch of different songs and rejoiners, and it takes a long time to kind of doing not in time, and you didn't get the music. But I can sing! Maybe not. Okay. The one thing that I wanted to make sure that we talked about is this alternative media thing. And you go on Freedom's Phoenix here, we have blockchain and social media. Miscellaneous articles about blockchain and social media. And you know, it's all the traits. It's decentralization, you know, is the point that I'm making to this. You know, but you wouldn't have been as big. I go, yeah, you wouldn't have been a zero. You know, it doesn't matter how big your house is if you're building it on your enemy's foundation. I just stop. You know, I understand, but we need to. It was the same thing with dealing with, we're doing ForkFest and so on. A lot of the guys, just a calendar. I was talking to Thomas Friedman about that. I'm going, yeah, can you do it? He's like, yeah, I can do a calendar. We can do something somewhere or something. So I think they found one. And that's decentralized, and that can be used. That doesn't go straight to iCloud or Facebook or Google's calendar if we know where. Let's have a decentralized, freedom-oriented pirate event and tell Eric Schmidt where we are, when, and who. I go, no, how about not, okay? Seriously. So there is, it's just, you know, a little bit of convenience to give enough to get something that has the traits that you value more. And what's been valued is the gaming aspect of it. You know, the click, 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 the notices, the, you know, the bells, the subscribe, you know, ring that bell. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that bell. You know, you want to get your Pavlonian drooling whatever self over to the, you know, it's a game. And I understand it produces more attention of revenue so you can make gap, gap. But there has to be another freaking model. There has to be. And who wants content providers? This is what the problem has always been. Content. Yeah, it's good to set up an infrastructure and I got a radio station, but if you don't got content, you know, what's the point? You know, and then what kind of content? You know, it used to be, you know, the internet was I could have anything I wanted. You know, I wish to contemplate belly button lint and make sweaters out of accumulated, you know, fibers from blah, 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 blah. Boom. And I've done this before. Belly button, do it now. Freaking man. You know, belly button lint. Sweaters or something. I just make crap up. All right, here we go. You ready? You want to test belly button lint cloth? All right, we'll do that. Let's see. That's pre-search going to find for me. You know what we're going to get? We're going to get some. Okay, now this is the pre-search thing. I see you can do the engine there like that. I was wondering. I'm going. How the hell are they doing this? Okay. Let's see. Why do you get belly button lint? How to clean belly button lip? 13 steps with pictures. Belly button lint causes, why does it smell, how to clean, the future, curious truth about belly button fluff. What, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on, and somebody's got to be, you know, accumulating and sewing and making something. You know, that's just, I'm sure, you know, whatever. Don't you just want, I don't know, some rock, you know, Scarlett Johansson's belly button lint socks or something. I mean, you see my point. I mean, it's, the internet is just crazy. You know, Donna and I just laughing our asses off about, I have this special, I have this one, it's a Goody hairbrush you get at Walgreens, but it's kind of stiff and it's big, and I don't use it for brushing my hair, as far as you know, but I use it to scratch. I mean, I scratch, I mean, like everywhere. I mean, that thing, give me my brush. And and my sister got me another one, and they're named Abigail and Gertrude, okay? You know, Gertrude's heavy, hard, you know, get some, same brand, but it's just a little bit different bristles, one softer than the others. So it depends how much grinding I want to do. I got to scratch my whatever, okay? So where she goes, nobody out there. I go, are you kidding me? Of course they do. Belly, body scratching brushes. And I put that on, you know, we looked it up, and there was a whole blog post about all that. And it was funny as hell, laughing out loud. We're just sitting there, you know, that is too funny. It's three funny. So it's, everything is there, but now it's not. And it sure as hell is not monetized. And you're not having this, you know, free-for-all of what the internet used to be. And certainly before Google took over everything. And it was probably good up until about 08. I mean, it started even before then. But, you know, it was, they really hadn't had, they need you to do it so they can know what to ban and what to hold and what to, you know, you can't say that. That doesn't do the narrative of something. And so this has been a lot of the stuff that, is we're to bypass what Pirates is about. So I just want you to be up to speed on that. Blockchain company Consensus buys Planetary Resources. Now, who's Consensus? Don't care. Planetary Resources is a satellites that go out and spectrograph, be able to tell what different asteroids are made of, whether they want to go capture it or not. Planetary Resources President and CEO Chris Lewicki and General Counsel Brian Israel have joined Consensus in connection with the acquisition. Brian Israel served in the U.S. State Department's Office of the Legal Advisor. Wow, I'm feeling all better about that. Where he was responsible for the international legal dimensions of outer space, oceans, and international environmental governance matters, and served as U.S. representative to the United Nations Space Law Body. That paragraph right there, first time I read it, scares the crap out of me already. All right, here we have a guy that served at the U.S. State Department's Office of Legal Advisor, whatever the hell that means. So legal advisor of the State Department, of where they can and cannot exert control. And they're responsible for international legal dimensions of outer space, oceans, and international environmental governance matters. And he served as U.S. representative to the United Nations Space Law Body. So what does this tell you? How can they exert jurisdiction over space? They're, you know, who's going to be in charge? The Alliance cruisers are going to come out and enforce. Right. Brian Israel said Ethereum smart contract functionality is a natural solution for private ordering and commerce in space, the only domain of human activity not ordered around territorial sovereignty, in which a diverse range of actors from a growing number of countries must coordinate and transact. So they're putting a barcode on an asteroid or something. That's mine. I got it. It's mine. All right. You know, fine. Well, it's called the Pirate Code. You know, they go, pirates, where have they ever been? You'll never die. I go, really? You know, there's not pirate heroes? What the hell do you think Serenity was? What the hell do you think Guardians of the Galaxy was? Hell, they were part of a pirate freaking consortium of, pirate code of you're not allowed and you have to and can't. I mean, you know, this is already, you know, in pop culture already anyway. Guardians of the Galaxy. Pirates. Feel me? So, this is going to be, how are they going to divvy up space bodies? Who's going to own what? What's going to be the criteria? You know? And here they go. ARK. which is satellites that they deploy these CubeSats in different configurations. These are just CubeSats. These are small. You know, they're just like a double CubeSat or something with the panels folded out on it. So this is going out and they're finding resources. That looks like it has a lot of palladium. I shall take that one. And it's only a square meter of solid chunk if I'm rich now. I mean, I don't know. That we're going to find out. This stuff's going to be co. All right. Planetary resources getting bought up. Damn. All right. This is one thing that was up yesterday. As a YouTube, Dan Dix, did he do this? He's got, yeah, it's Dan Dix. There he goes. If you have a problem with the straight pride parade, you're not seeing the bigger picture. And this is cool. There's some guys in Boston that said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a straight pride parade. And they're going to emphasize, I'm going to watch this later, it'll be fun. They're going to emphasize the contributions to society by straight people. You know, oh my God, straight white people. Would you be able to do that? Gretchen Carlson steps down as Miss America chairwoman after a turbulent year that saw, whatever, she's the one that took the swimsuit part of the Miss America thing out. Said, no, that's misogynist. Kind of nobody wants it, and you're not allowed. And kind of, nobody watched it, and you're done. Next. Let's see. Bulletproof metal foam could make military vehicles lighter and more efficient. And they're showing videos of 50 caliber rounds hit. What it is like foam titanium. And I remember, God, it's like 15 years ago, a friend of mine's son was at Arizona State University. This was it. And they were using foam, metal foam as filtration. You know, then carbon nanotubes and everything kind of, you know, start taking over that. But you have these filtration, water goes through this porous metal. Now they're finding that it absorbs all this energy and it's bulletproof for tanks.
LRN.FM is proud to announce our official listening apps for Android and iOS devices. Now you can easily tune into our streams anywhere, anytime on your smartphone or tablet. Just visit apps.lrn.fm or search for lrn.fm in the Android or Apple app stores. Please download, rate us 5 stars, then share the link on your social media and let your friends and family know how you're listening to lrn.fm. Download it now, free, at apps.lrn.fm.
The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the 4th edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock continues after the news, live on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.
This is the Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. Online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow with your latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Gold is trading at $1,335. Silver at $14.88, and Bitcoin is trading around $7,725. Today's prices are brought to you by InnoScale. Take off with Managed Cloud. Looking for a safe, secure way to store your important files online? Let InnoScale handle it for you. Their high-availability cloud servers are the perfect solution for clients needing one or more secure, scalable servers with built-in hardware failover protection. For details, see them online at InnoScale.net. In the news, free speech advocates who warned of the predictable consequences of allowing powerful tech companies to police online discourse seized on YouTube's attempt Wednesday to purge hate speech from their video platform after creators performing public service journalism and education were swept up in the effort. Wednesday's purge came after days of sustained criticism over YouTube's handling of bigoted content produced by fringe alt-right commentator Steven Crowder that targeted Vox Media personality Carlos Maza. After nearly a week of online outrage, YouTube demonetized Crowder's channel and then launched a site-wide cleanup of what the company defined as hate speech and targeted harassment. But the purge also caught journalists and historians up in its wake, as the tech giant's heavy-handed response to Crowder's harassment did not allow for context in most of the content.
The most prominent of those voices swept up in the purge is Ford Fisher, a video journalist who reports on extremism in U.S. politics on his YouTube page, News to Share. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Brave Botanicals, high-quality kratom and CBD at reasonable prices with excellent customer service. Brave Botanicals is activist-owned and mission-driven and believes so strongly in the power of kratom, they're giving it away for free. Just go to freeounceofkratom.com for a free ounce of kratom delivered to your door. Just pay shipping. That's freeounceofkratom.com. This is the latest edition of the Liberty Beat. Find us online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. Your news now continues. With the trade war between the U.S. and China seemingly escalating every single day, the U.S. has decided to provoke the not-so-sleeping dragon, and according to Reuters, is pursuing the sale of more than $2 billion worth of tanks and weapons to Taiwan, in a move sure to infuriate China further. Activist Post reports that while an official statement has not been made, an informal notification of the proposed sale has been sent to the U.S. Congress. The proposed sale includes 108 General Dynamics Corps M1A2 Abrams tanks worth $2 billion, as well as anti-tank and anti-aircraft munitions. As Taiwan has been interested in refreshing its existing U.S.-made battle tank inventory, which includes M60 patent tanks. The congressional notifications also included a variety of anti-tank munitions, worth as much as $129 million. In addition, the notifications included 1,240 TOW anti-tank missiles, worth as much as $299 million, and 250 Stinger missiles, worth as much as $223 million. Saudi Arabia has significantly expanded its ballistic missile program through recent purchases from China. The anti-media, citing CNN, reports the purchases expanded both its missile infrastructure and technology. Key congressional Democrats discovered the weapons expansion program outside of regular U.S. government channels. The legislators told CNN they concluded the Trump administration had knowledge of the weapons deal and deliberately left Congress out of a series of meetings where they would have been briefed on the purchases. While Saudi Arabia is the U.S.'s top arms buyer, it's barred from purchasing ballistic missiles from Washington under a 1987 regulation that prevents the sale of rockets capable of carrying weapons of mass destruction. Support for the Liberty Beat comes from the Conscious Resistance Network, featuring videos, news reports, and articles from a spiritual anarchist perspective. Experience the Conscious Resistance at theconsciousresistance.com. How would you like to have your business featured on the Liberty Beat? You can just send an email to libertybeat@snls.news for details. This is the Liberty Beat, produced in partnership with SNLS News and listeners like you. The Liberty Beat is online at libertybeat.news and snls.news. I'm Mick Murrow, reporting for the Liberty Beat, reminding you, spread liberty with a smile.